designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not alone.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good afternoon, Chicago. Thanks for tuning in to us right here on WGN 720. Right here in the All-State Showcase, looking out on beautiful Michigan Avenue. And God, it's gorgeous out. What a gift these last 2 days have been, huh, folks? You got to just kind of look up in that blue sky and thank God, or whoever you believe in, that, man, it's good to be alive sometimes. I'm happy to be here, can you tell? I'm excited for a lot of good reasons, not just the weather. It's one of my favorite times of the year, Caitlin. You know what time it is?
Halloween!
Yes, that's right. It's almost Halloween. The kids, yesterday we took the kids to Burr Ridge, and they had a little Halloween candy thing that you kind of walked around, and all the stores were supposed to have candy, but only a few did. How do you not participate in a candy giveaway for kids in a public arena like that? I was a little disappointed. But anyway, the kids did have a good time. There's lots of costumes. They had horse rides, bands. They had a polka band, a German polka band.
Wait.
I know.
What?
The only way I thought that made sense was that it's October, and maybe it was an Oktoberfest theme with Halloween. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. To each their own.
But we have a big Halloween special right here on the Frank Fontana Show. That's right. We have all sorts of things spooky. That music perfectly set the mood. Do you believe in things you can't see, Caitlin?
Possibly.
What's beyond the universe? What's making the world tick?
And ghosts.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Spirits? Energy?
What's the difference between a ghost and a spirit?
I don't know. You're interrupting my mood here. Today, we're bringing back one of our spiritual advisors to the show, the astrologer to the stars, Ann Nordhaus Bike, is joining us today. And she'll be giving psychic readings. Well, not psychic reading, more of a horoscope type of thing, an astrology reading. Because with Halloween, it stirs up the spirits. It gets energy moving. And you might have things going on in your life and inside your home that you're like, why is this happening to me? What is going on? It's those little ghouls and goblins that you can't see moving things around, hiding your socks. Like mine. I can't find my other pair. They're just missing. I'm sure it's happened to you. And we have answers to your problems today. Ann's going to be here. You're going to call in. Our number is 981-7200. But that's not happening till around 2 o'clock, all right? Before that, we have a jam-packed show with all sorts of things dedicated to one of my favorite holidays, Halloween. We have our Dirty Little Secrets coming up at 1:15 after our first break here. I'm giving decorating tricks for the Halloween party, some adult-friendly, some kid-friendly. So you want to get your pen and paper out for that. And around 1:35 in my Frank's Fave segment, we have the folks from Wilton Bakeware that are coming on the show. And they make these really cool Halloween-themed pots and pans for cooking and baking that you're just going to want to buy today for your Halloween party. We'll find out how it's made and all that fun stuff. And at 1:45... check this out. For the adults and the adult party, don't just do simple beer and alcohol. Tune in to our guest who's going to be joining us. He's the nation's best mixologist, the best bartender in the country, hands down. He's going to be joining us at 1:45 to share his secrets of Halloween drinks. Wah-ah-ah. That was me. That wasn't a sound effect, just so you know. And then, let's see. We have this giant haunted house going on at Navy Pier, and everyone's been talking about it. I've been getting calls, and they're like, dude, you got to go check this out. I'm not a big fan of haunted houses, really, but I heard from a lot of people that it's super scary, and so we want to talk to the creator of that. John Leflamboy is coming in. He's the director and producer of Zombie Army Productions and the creator of The Fear at Navy Pier. Ooh, I'm nervous already. I wonder if he's going to bring a team of zombies with us. Into the studio. It's going to be...
anything but clowns, I'm fine with.
I'll take a clown over a zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
Heck no, sir. No.
We'll see. Maybe he'll bring both.
Oh, gosh. Then I'm sorry. You're going to be without a producer today, then.
Maybe one of the zombies can man the board and answer the phone calls. Yeah, so you can see we have a lot going on here, and we're happy about that because with our new two-hour show, we get to do this. We get to go, you know, a little bit broader with things. And if you haven't heard Ann Nordhaus Bike on our show before, she's one of our regular guests from our morning time. We used to be on before Lou Manfredini on Saturdays from 6 to 7. And, man, when she comes on, people just go crazy because she just nails it. You know, we talk about what's going on in your life. We talk about what's going on in your home. And if things aren't feeling right and you're just not in the right mode, there's a bigger reason. And with, you know, like I said, Halloween here, there could be some spirits pushing things around a little bit. So make sure you tune into that. And you can always text us. 981-7200 is our number for both text and phone lines. If you have some Halloween ideas and suggestions for parties while we do our party segment, we'd like to hear those. I'll read those texts for you. Phone lines are already lighting up, which is great. We do have to take a break, and we'll get to it right after that. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. You're listening to The Frank Fontana Show. And it's time for my dirty little secrets of Halloween decorating. Just a few ideas to kind of kick it up a notch if you're planning on doing a little holiday fiesta. Before that, real quick, though, we're getting some text on when the astrologer is coming on, and our astrologer will be on at around 2 o'clock, all right? So set your stopwatch and make sure you're tuned in then. And I would say get in line fairly early for that because the phone lines do get jammed quick and we only have time for a certain amount. Make sure when you do call in that you have kind of a little background of what's going on in your life. And, you know, the shorter the sweeter is better because we can get to a lot of people that way. All right, let's get to our dirty little secrets of Halloween party design. Number one here. Oh, by the way, the dirty little secrets, if you don't catch everything and you're not writing fast enough to get these ideas down, you can always visit us online at wgnradio.com/Frank-Fontana, I think, is it right, Caitlin? And you could, that is the correct address. You can always just put me in WGN/Frank Fontana into Google and that'll come up too. And we have our Dirty Little Secrets page up there. You can also ask me questions, with the Ask Frank button. It'll get right to my email and we'll be able to help solve some design issues. All right. Our first tip for our Halloween party, ideas are go paperless. Yeah, that's right. You're probably thinking, what is he talking about? Well, listen to this. Take cues from some of your coolest Halloween haunts and like horror movies. Get a projector. You can rent projectors pretty cheap at party supply stores. You can even probably buy them inexpensively. Not the big fancy ones, just those little ones that kind of rotate. And get images. You can print them out on a slide, paper, you know, the transparency paper from your computer, or you could just, you know, find, preset images, pretty much, you know, if you Google it, you'll find, images you can put in a projector. And then shoot those on the wall. They can even be colors, textures, moving. You can get a little movement to them. Or you can get like cutouts of ghosts or demons and all that stuff and shoot it onto the walls. It makes such a big difference. And the cool part of this idea is that you're saving like the world a little bit. Yeah, you can feel good about yourself while you're partying. Because you're not using paper. The less paper, the less waste. Then, you know, that's a good thing. So yeah, if you want, you know, we could probably even help you find some of these projectors. Just, you know, Google's everyone's best friend and they're not that expensive. So go paperless this year, folks. Number two, a simple little thing like changing the bulbs in the room that you're having the party. So most people have, you know, 70 watt bulbs, just the plain white ones going on. And for their party, if they don't have a dimmer switch, which I, shame on you. You should have a dimmer switch, not just for your party, but in life. I think that's a great piece of advice because controlling ambiance is the key to everything. You know, when you go to a nightclub, they don't have the big giant halogen hospital lights on because everyone wouldn't look so pretty. What do? They dim the lights. They put a little, you know, color to them. So that's my suggestion is get some red light bulbs from a party supply store. Switch out all the light bulbs in the room with a red light bulb, and it'll give this kind of eerie, like blood red type of feel and vibe into the space, really moody. And it's super inexpensive. I think the lights, the light bulbs themselves are like maybe $5-7 each. What do you need? Maybe 3 or 4 for a room. And your guests will be highly impressed, that I could promise you. All right, number three, cue the smoke. And I'm not talking about smoked meat, like our friends Brittany and Elliot will be checking out. I'm talking about smoke machines. You probably think it's a bit over the top, but it's not. I've done a ton of Halloween parties, and one of the things that I love to do is create some serious reality to the party. What I mean by that, little smoke machine. I got mine at a Halloween store. I think it was like 45, 50 bucks. They sell like a jug, a gallon of the fog juice. You pour it into the little machine, plug it in. They come with remote controls and timers too. So if you want to just have it set maybe every 20 minutes or so, it'll let off a certain amount of smoke or fog. And it's not unhealthy. I mean, it's unhealthy if you're not in a ventilated room and you're breathing this in solely. I don't recommend that. Maybe if you're a little worried about that, open the windows a bit, keep a door open. But creating a little bit of low-level fog in a party with the red lights and the projections, you see where I'm going here, folks? It's all one machine that works together to create the best party you can imagine. Let's see, that I think you can get away with for under $100, and it's worth it. You know, people are going to leave your party and go, man, that was so cool. And then you can be the envy of all your neighbors. Number four, if you're throwing an adult party, this is a fun idea. Set up an adult goodie bag / candy table where you, guests can make their own bags. So the bags don't have to be, you know, your typical Halloween looking bags. Get creative. Maybe have somebody who can sew in the house, make little satchels out of like black velvet and then put a little stamp on it. You know, they sell those stamps from the craft stores that maybe have like a goblin or a demon or a little devil head. And I don't mean that in a negative way, just more of a decorative way. Actually, skulls have become pretty hip. I don't know if you've seen this everywhere. I know, you know, stores like Anthropology and H&M now has Home Goods. I've seen these skull plates everywhere. So I'm thinking that's got to be, you know, acceptable when you're eating on a skull plate. Yeah. So take that, stamp it on a bag, make it, and then set up this table kind of off to the side. And again, paint the whole picture, the red lights, the smoke on the ground, the projections on the wall, and this little table that's lit up maybe with some candles. Now, we're not talking a kid party. On the table, get some kind of, you know, adult candies, maybe liquor infused would be nice. Also, I know some of this is going to, you might chuckle at this one, those little airplane bottles, you know, those little liquor airplane bottles. Those could be the things you stuff into the bags. How about that one? I like that. Jello shots could be another fun little addition for the adult table. All right, these parties don't have to be boring, folks. You really can get creative with it. Number five, and the final one here. Well, I just want to throw in because there's a little, well, I probably should have talked about this top. Music. You can't have a Halloween party without the right Halloween music. And what I suggest is making a pre-mixed, you know, audio bit, and it used to be, I would say, a pre-mixed tape, but those don't exist anymore. So you could just use your iTunes to create a mix of your own, create a playlist, a Halloween playlist, intermix some of the traditional Halloween songs like the Monster Mash, and then kind of throw in a couple of dance songs in between, make it a nice mix of both so people don't get bored. All right, number five, eyeballs on a wreath. Yes, very, very spooky. This will be the first thing people see when they walk in, is get a foam form, like, you know, whatever, probably about a foot, or if you want to go bigger, go for the big, you know, foot and a half ones. And you take a hot glue gun, you take a whole bunch of ping pong balls, you glue different size ping pong balls onto the actual wreath. Then you go to Joann's or Michael's, and they sell these like googly eye packets with like 1,000 googly eyes in there. And you hot glue those onto the ping pong balls. Hang it on the door, and it's like instant coolness. And people will ask you, how did you make that? And then you become like the Martha Stewart of the party. So there you have it. Those are the dirty little secrets for Halloween party. We'll have this up on our Facebook page as well as the WGN Radio Frank Fontana page. So check that out. Right now, we do have to take a quick break. Then there'll be news after that. And then we'll be bringing in our friends from Wilton to talk about some really cool bakeware for Halloween. Don't go anywhere.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. And like he says, my buddy Tony Bennett there, it's time for Frank's Favorite Things, sponsored by Mega Home Improvement. And this week, in lieu of our Halloween theme here, we're talking about how to bake and make those party desserts extra special with cool shapes. And with me today is Desiree Smith from Wilton Enterprises. They are the maker of fine cake decorating and bakeware. Hey, Desiree.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. Let's get your mic on here. There. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I heard you were a little busy beaver last night making your own holiday treats.
I was. I had two Halloween parties to go to, so I made an assortment of cupcakes, candy-dipped cookies, all that good stuff.
So are you kind of like the Martha Stewart type? Or?
Somewhat. I would say I'm more of a beginner level, but... Right. Since I started working at Wilton, that's definitely been increasing.
And your role at Wilton is a PR marketing?
Mm-hmm. I'm the public relations manager. Gotcha. I've been there for almost a year now.
Yeah, so if you're out there talking about this cookware, you got to kind of know what you're doing in the kitchen, don't you think?
You do.
Yeah.
So practice is definitely a key aspect of that.
Well, how long has Wilton been around?
We are actually in our 85th year. The company was started in 1929, and we've always been local to the Chicagoland area. Our founder, Dewey McKinley Wilton, started learning sugar pulling techniques from
sugar pulling? What's that?
Yeah. It's a, you know, I wish I knew specifically.
Quick,
but
Google
it's
it.
I mean, it's a fine technique, and he was learning that from a lot of the pastry chefs in the hotels in downtown Chicago.
See, I'm visually thinking it's like, you know, when they make those little sugar strings. Is it that you think?
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, if anybody's listening, 981-7200, we want to know what sugar pulling is. So let's get those chefs out there to call in. All right, so he started there, and then where did he go from there?
And so then he started refining the buttercream decorating techniques, and that's really how Wilton started. He created the Wilton method of cake decorating. He wanted to make it easy for anyone of any level to be able to do cake decorating. So he started offering classes to people and really built things up from there. And we still offer our courses today at retailers. You can go to, you know, Michael's or Joanne Craft Store and learn the basics of buttercream cake decorating, and
wow.
You can get as easy or as advanced as you'd like to be.
So you guys dabble in the recipe side of things, but then you supply the goods to make it happen. How did you guys get into the manufacturing of the metals and the pots and the pans?
Of all the products that really expanded over time, he was, you know, started with teaching the techniques, and from there, the products started to tie into it, starting with the decorating tips and the bags and the various things you would use to decorate your cake. So the product line has really just expanded over the years from there, and we've moved outside from the cake side of things into candy decorating, into, you know, cupcakes, cookies, all the key things you would need for that bakeware.
Well, I mean, when you talk about candy decorating, I mean, it could be slightly intimidating. From what I've seen on the Food Network, I mean, you're using really hot sugars. And do you guys have anything in that realm that can help people, you know, do it a little easier and safer?
We do. It's one of my favorite products because I consider myself a beginner, and they're very easy to work with. So we have our Candy Melts candy products. They come in a wide array of colors, and they're just vanilla flavored. It's a confectionery coated candy, and you can melt them down in our Candy Melts melting pot, or you can put them in a decorating bag, one of our Wilton decorating bags, which are safe for the microwave. You melt them down in there, and you can use our candy molds to make, you know, candy pops. You can melt it down and coat Oreos in them.
So wait, hold on. You said you can make lollipops out of this stuff?
You can.
My son is going to be so happy because he, like, you know, I know this is kind of off topic, but he's potty training. And one of his rewards, which we've read about, is giving him a lollipop when he goes. And it's working, but now he's like, every time I want a lollipop. So my wife and I are like, I think we need to come up with a healthy alternative. And that system you're describing could be our answer to a healthier alternative, making our own lollipops.
Yeah, you can. They taste very similar to chocolate. We do have, you know, light and dark chocolate flavored. Like I said, the rest are vanilla.
Can you do like a strawberry or something like that? Can you mix in your own, or is it only using your products?
We don't have a strawberry flavor. We have some limited edition flavors for the different seasons. Right now, there's caramel apple and pumpkin spice, which are delicious.
Appropriate for our, you know, October and Halloween. Let's move on to the Halloween and why you guys are really here. The pan, I think, is a rock star. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, we have a great selection of Halloween-themed bakeware, and two of our newer products that we have that I brought with today. One is our Skull Tube Pan. So there's some great inspiration on our website available if you need some decorating
ideas. What's that
website address? How to use this. The website's wilton.com.
Okay.
Nice and easy. So you can bake a cake in this. You could also do a rice cereal treat, and it'll bake out so that the cavities are left open for the eyes, the nose, and the mouth on this skull.
And
so
actually, let me just interject here. If you're trying to visualize this, folks, you don't have to. You can go onto the WGN Radio website, and you'll see it says Listen Live. You click on that button on Listen Live, and there's also a live stream feed. So see these cameras up here, Desiree? These are actually live right now, so people can watch the show and listen to it at the same time and see exactly what you're talking about.
Fantastic. So I thought we'll that was sure everyone can
yeah,
see
hold
that.
That up. And this it's a skull. I was saying how cool skulls were earlier. You got a skull pan now that you can make a great cake out of. That's fantastic.
Some ideas on the back
some
here
great
for
ideas.
You, and you can find those on the website. Really easy.
Super cool. And what else you got for us?
And then we also have our Easy Decorate cookie pan. So this has 6 different cavities for eyeballs. You can just make them like regular cookies, or you could also put these on a stick. So there, you can
that's really cool.
Kind of have, you know, like a little photo booth themed section of your Halloween party with these edible cookie eyes.
Well, I don't know if you heard my Dirty Little Secrets earlier. I was talking about like the adult party station. That could be a great gift for it. Make your own little like spooky eyeball lollipops.
Yeah, absolutely. And awesome. They're easy to decorate because, you know, if you have a standard cookie cutter, you have your flat surface of your sugar cookie, right? So you kind of need to be
yeah, let's clarify here. It's only going to give you the base of this. You have to be a little creative with icing, right?
Right. If you're using, like I said, a standard cookie cutter. But the great thing about this pan is it already has the indentations and the shapes of the eyes.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is take your – we have Wilton bottled cookie icing. Also comes in a variety of colors. It's ready to go. So you just fill in the – cavities that are there. So
it's really simple.
Really
stupid.
Easy for a beginner decorator.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that sounds like something you can do with your kids too.
Oh yeah. This is a great project for kids because again, they're just kind of filling in the space within the cookie. So
awesome.
Kind of like a color by number, if you will.
And the last thing you brought with you here are these cute little, looks like almost like a Chinese food container type of thing,
yes.
But they're decorative for Halloween.
This is our disposable bakeware. It's oven safe paper. Little monsters.
Wait, so I could bake in that thing from scratch and use that as my baking pan?
Yes. So you would just fill these, put them on a cookie sheet for support, put that right in your oven, and you bake them like normal cupcakes.
Do you need to spray the inside of those with like a Pam or something?
No, you don't have to spray these.
Come on.
They're coated on the inside so that you don't have to worry about them sticking. They'll peel right off.
Wow.
Saw a lot of people eating them at the party last night, and they didn't have any issues. So
wait, so you threw your own Halloween party last night?
I had 2 different parties to stop by, so made a lot of cupcakes.
What was the response to this little treat?
Oh, everyone thought these were so cute.
What'd you put in it?
I just put regular vanilla cake mix, and then for the top, Wilton also has these ready-to-use icing pouches that come with 2 built-in decorating tips.
Yeah.
There's a round tip and a star tip on the end of it. So those are already pre-colored. I had green, orange, and black, and you twist that off, and you can just add, it looked like spiky hair on top of the monsters. Actually, we have it on the
on the box.
Of the packaging here, too. Yeah.
So you're the girl ideas. That everybody wants to invite to the party because
right,
of your
because
job at Wilton.
I'm bringing the desserts.
Oh, yeah. Got to put you on speed dial. That's awesome. That's Wilton Enterprises, folks. You guys are based here in Illinois, you said, right?
Yeah, we're located in Woodridge.
Oh, cool. So. Sweet. All right, if you want more information on that, you can go to the website wilton.com, you said, right?
Yes.
They're also members of the IHA, International Housewares Association, and we'll probably be talking about them soon on our new website at the IHAinspiredhome.org. We're the chief contributing editor there, and we're reviewing all sorts of products. So this is actually a great little fit. Really cool. I thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to bring this home, and my wife's going to bake for me today. Cool. All right. We got to take a break, and right after that, we're making some drinks, folks.
They did the Monster Mash.
My favorite song. How'd you know, Caitlin? Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. And all show long, we're talking about how to celebrate Halloween in style. And we talked about the party decorating. We talked about some cool dessert ideas with Wilton. Now we're going to get you drunk a little bit. And we have the nation's best, award-winning mixologist. He's known nationally as the guy behind the bar. Charles Jolie is here. Charles, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for having me in.
Dude, how did you get to that position? I mean, I bartended when I was in my 20s and stuff, but I thought I was good.
Yeah, I'm in year 17 right now, and you know, I've worked in every kind of bar because 17 years ago, the level where cocktails are now being revered the way that food is, that didn't exist. Yeah. But you know, in the beginning, we learned what we needed to know. You know, the ropes, how to be fast, how to deal with guests, and now it really is at that point where food and drink are at the same level. So I've been running beverage programs, and I'm born and raised in Chicago, and refined cocktail programs, if you will, for about the last 10 years, and all sorts of competitions and things. And then, yeah. You know, somebody says, hey, your drinks are good. We like your little banter. Now, okay, here's the award. You're the world's best bartender. Someone says,
how much of it is showmanship versus, you know,
the bar's a stage, but yeah. It's got to taste good. We're not flipping bottles. This is not Tom Cocktail. Cruise and cocktail. Yeah. You know, yeah, and everyone does
How
that.
Sick are you of that analogy?
And everyone wants to go there. We need to make a new bartending movie for the 21st century.
There you go, pal. That's your next gig.
That's it. We can be, you open the bar. I'll be your ragtag bartender who comes off the street looking for a job. And there we got it.
I'll decorate it. You mix the drinks.
Can we do part Roadhouse and part cocktail, though?
Sure.
I love that movie, too.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to kick some butt. Drag him out of the bar. Fun stuff. Well, this is great, man, because you've really, you know, taken your craft to a whole nother level. Speaking of craft, you've actually even released your own line of cocktails. So why don't you tell me about that?
Yeah, just about a year on the market now. We've got a line of prepared cocktails called Craft House. And so it's just a premium, all-natural.
Premixed, right?
Yep. Everything's in the bottle, the booze, everything, but the ingredients are stripped down. Just what we would use at the bar is what we put in the bottle. We worked 2 years on development, not a preservative at all. It's pasteurized, refrigerated after opening deal. And so it's, you know, we're getting good quality spirits, stuff that I would use that even if it weren't in the prepackaged form, I would use the vodka, the gin are both from CH Distillery right over on Randolph Street. We pull in a tequila from the town of Tequila for our Paloma. So, you know,
I'm a big tequila fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge agave tequila drinker.
What's your poison there?
You know, I'm all over the place. I get into mezcal a lot as well. Yeah. You know, it's smoky southern
stuff.
Yeah, that's like that's agave 300 level agave class right there.
So what would you say if I'm you know, I've been my go-to on an average day is Patron Silver.
Sure.
I know it's not like the most premium.
No, Patron is really important for the tequila category, though. Yeah. They opened doors, and you want to look for 100% agave when you're looking for tequila. I love Siete Leguas. Mm-hmm. I love Olmeca Altos, Tequila Ocho. There's so much good stuff out there now. But, you know, Patron really did open the door for hundreds of brands to make their way north of the border, and it's a great landscape now to choose from.
Yeah. So, well, listen, I we could sit here and do shots of tequila all day, but we're here to talk about some Halloween ideas. And I'd love to try your craft drink here because I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're going to mix something up for us that's appropriate for a great Halloween party for adults.
Absolutely. Why don't we pour up one of our Moscow Mules? And this is the time of year where we start to look at seasonal garnishes as well, because these cocktails just aren't for spring and summer. Now we're coming over, and so my Moscow Mule, I like a little bit of cinnamon or a little bit of clove. Nutmeg on top of it. We have a Southside, which is like a gin gimlet with mint. Rosemary makes sense in there. Sage starts to make sense. And it's also going to make sense with the food you're serving.
Yeah.
So we want to look at seasonality and flavors. Fall is one of my favorites as well. Because you get all the baking spices we start to think about.
A little heartier of a drink, right?
Yeah. Brown spirits start to become a little bit more forward. So we'd look at our bourbons, our Calvados. Instead of the silver tequila, maybe you look at a Reposado, something a little aged.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mixed that up. Is there drinks to avoid during a Halloween party? I mean, because it gets so, you know, obviously there's a go-to beer. Would you suggest any type of, you know, beer that'd be outside of the, you know, usual Miller Lights, Budweisers, and all that stuff?
You know, I think have some fun with it. And it's got to be the one that you like. Of course, all the seasonal pumpkin ale and stuff's coming out right now. But you also get some other fun things, spiced beers. I'm not a big pumpkin beer guy myself.
Yeah, me either.
But that's all
but
right.
But I would dig a clove or like you mentioned. For some reason, when you say that, it kind of tickles my fancy a little bit.
Yeah. You think about chai right now for me is going to be great and for the next several months. So it's just a little Moscow Mule.
All right, I'm going to sip this. And why don't you tell our listeners here and our viewers on live stream right now, by the way, what I'm drinking here.
Yeah, so the Moscow Mule is a classic cocktail. It is vodka-based. We make a ginger beer from scratch. You can buy ginger beer in the store and crack open the can, but read the ingredients on the back of it, and it kind of stops me. And so that's where we went to actual juiced ginger, so you get that bite.
So what's in this that I'm drinking right now? Because this is just absolutely – I'm getting a bite from it.
Yep.
I'm getting the notes of cinnamon,
yep.
and a little bit of citrusy taste
totally,
too.
Yep, lime, vodka, our ginger beer that I make from scratch. So it's ginger juice and a little bit of actual
right, so hold on. If you're at home listening to this right now and you want to write this recipe down, I highly advise it. Why don't you real quick go over that again? So it's...
Yep, the base spirit is vodka. You've got lime juice, and then the ginger beer. So you can buy a commercial ginger beer if you want, or the way to really do it, the way we do it to make the craft house, is we use juiced ginger. So if you have a juicer at home, run some ginger through there and get that juice. It's going to be really potent.
So is that the bite I'm getting, is the ginger?
Absolutely. And then just to kind of keep it a little bit more autumnal, we scraped a little bit of cinnamon over the top of it as well.
Yeah. We got some texters calling in saying pumpkin beer is good.
That people definitely buy it. It's just not for me. That's why there's all those choices on the shelves. If there was one beer for everybody, there'd be a lot of breweries out of business.
That's so true. Yeah. Yeah. There's just something for everyone. So the Moscow Mule from your brand Craft House is available where? Where can people buy this?
We're all over the city, in all the Benny's, all the Mariano's, all the Whole Foods, carry us.
What did you add to this in addition from what's in the bottle?
We just garnished it with little scrape of cinnamon.
That's it?
And like I said, that's it. And so all the bite that you're getting on the back of your palate,
in the bottle.
That's the ginger in the bottle. That's the way it comes straight out of the
bottle. Stocking this in my house. Please. I'm not kidding you. This
is
good stuff.
It's a great, easy way for, you know, we created it for that reason. Entertaining, BYOBs, you're having people over. You've got to cook. You've got to decorate. You've got to do all this stuff. So we've kind of taken the cocktails out of your hands. But we can also make some cocktails from scratch as well. And so we'd like to play with that.
What do you said something about a vinegar mix here. What are you going to mix up next?
Yeah, so this is another cocktail I'm going to build from scratch for you. And this is, again, just shows my love of fall. And so we're using it to make a bourbon-based cocktail. And we're going to use some apple cider. I actually get, my staff teases me because I use cider in everything this time of year. They're like, okay. You got your, you know, get to keep the bourbon and cider away from this guy because the whole menu is just going to read the same.
But hey, tell him, look where you got it, right? Tell him, leave you alone.
Exactly. And it we've got great orchards all around Chicago. If you want to go apple picking, go, you know, it's a great time. It's a great, you know, activity. Pop out for a couple hours. Seedling Farms is the big one that you'll see at the farmers markets all over the city. They have different varietal of ciders even. It's not just, okay, here's apple cider generic. It's like, no, these are all one varietal.
Sure.
And so they really, you can get, the tastes are different. And it's a fun time of year to play with that sort of thing. Pear ciders as well are out there.
Great. So we got the cider, some vinegar, right? So what kind of vinegar is that? Just straight.
It's apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. I should have known.
So instead of using citrus, lemon, or lime juice in it, this is an old technique to use vinegar in a cocktail. It's something that's known as a shrub. You take fruit and season it and preserve it, just like pickling vegetables. You're pickling the fruit, preserving it in the vinegar. You strain it out, and you have a nice flavored vinegar at that point. So we're using that idea and then moving with it. So
sweet. Well, let's get this poured. We got to wrap this up real soon here because I want to get a little buzz going before you leave.
Absolutely.
What are you pouring now?
So we've got a couple. We're going to do an ounce of apple cider vinegar, 2 ounces of rye whiskey. We've got Bullet Rye going right here.
Bullet Rye. I'm writing this down as we speak. And by the way, we'll get Charles to sit with Caitlin and get this up on our Facebook page with those recipes because I know you guys got to be loving this.
And we will. I've got it on.
Love you, WGN. Vodka can be dangerous. That's a text that just came in. We're drinking and doing radio, not drinking and driving. All right. You ever listen to Pete McMurray show, folks? That's all they do is drink. Just because it's a Sunday afternoon, it's a 5 o'clock somewhere.
All right. Don't forget to taste when you're making your cocktails.
Yeah. Is that allowed at the bar? Can you taste your cocktails?
You got to put a straw in it. Yeah. You just put a little straw in it.
Yeah. So we got another text coming in. Do you have any non-alcoholic drink recipes? He does, absolutely. But we actually got it. We're going to be breaking real soon, so maybe we can have Charles, I don't know, what do you say, come back and give us some more recipes, and we'll post them as much as we can on our website here. Cool. So, and Charles, while you're pouring out real quick, where can people find you?
Well, I'm at the Aviary right now. I've got 1 week left there, and then I'm going independent. So I'm all over the social networks. You can visit our Craft House Facebook page for this recipe for the apple cider cocktail I'm making you right now, served in a little cored out apple there as well, sir.
Dude, that's sweet. Good looking presentation, too. Hold on, folks, while I sip this. Cheers, cheers, my friend. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you. Oh, geez, that's good. I wish they had Taste of Vision or Taste Radio. Anyway, Charles, thanks so much, pal.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You're entering the zone of no return.
Well, you're not really. It's just the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN 720. Hope you got scared there. You should be. If you're not, our next guest is going to do it to you. He's created some of the scariest haunted houses in Illinois. You probably, if you've been through them, I feel sorry for you. You're going to have nightmares for the rest of your life. John LaFlamboy is here in studio, director and producer of Zombie Army Productions, creator of The Fear at Navy Pier, as well as many other haunted houses and all. John, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're in studio, and I know you're exhausted because you've had how much sleep?
About 45 minutes now, working on about 45 minutes.
45 minutes
of
sleep.
It's a quick nap. It's a quick nap.
How do you feel right now?
As I'm sitting here in the studio looking out at the beautiful people and the beautiful Mag Mile there.
Keeping you alive?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. I'm feeling good.
Speaking of the undead, how did you get into making haunted houses?
You know, I'm a theater kid. Grew up doing theater on stage. Went to Southern Illinois University. Go Salukis. And down there, we did a haunted house as a fundraiser. I thought it was a great opportunity for theater people to kind of create their own fundraiser that was, you know, better than a bake sale.
Right.
And we did. And it worked. And it was a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money. We ended up building a really large scholarship program out of it. And I thought, yeah, no, I think I got something here.
That's pretty sweet, man. I mean, you're doing some pretty scary stuff to scrape up some coin. And now it's become a full-time gig for you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. It's an industry. Yeah, never saw
industry.
That coming. Never saw that coming. Thought I'd make a little scratch on the side so I can continue acting on stage. And, wow, this haunted life is taking over for sure.
Crazy, man. That's awesome. So you got two going on right now, right?
Yeah, I've got The Fear at Navy Pier presents Zombie Containment, and that's our new show, brand new this year. We premiered it over at Riot Fest just to kind of test the waters, see how everyone liked it. It was a huge hit at Riot Fest. Brought it over to Navy Pier, and to make it a little interesting, we put it on a barge. So it is Chicago's only floating haunted house.
Come on.
And also, we want to
have
some
scary
fun.
Right there, being on a barge.
Yeah, you got to leave land. You got to leave safety.
Yeah, you're trapped, pretty much.
Go up a gangway.
If I was in the movie, I wouldn't be going on the barge. I'd be the guy going, nope.
It's everything
sorry.
You learn not to do.
Right. But people will willingly go on there.
And we had some fun with it, too, because we had an opportunity to create a brand new haunted house for Navy Pier there. We got some great support over there at Navy Pier with Jen Kramer and Jared Rush. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to create something unique to Chicago because it is on a barge. You know, we don't have the most room to create the biggest haunted house. So what we did is we created a comedy horror haunted house, which we didn't see out there. I don't know of one anywhere in the country. So we had some fun and created a pure comedy horror haunt. How does it work?
So you scare them and then make them laugh, or then scare them?
You build it into the foundation of your storyline and your concept. You make sure you start with something that you find is a fun place of comedy to grow from.
Yeah.
The scaring's easy. You know, you get people in the dark with zombies. It's going to happen. You're going to scare them.
Right.
But if
we are in like the zombie craze right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it took off. Geez, it's been since 2007. It started the peak, and everyone said it the last 2 years. And here we are. It's still zombies everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know if I like it or not. I don't know what's worse, the clowns, the scary clowns, or zombies.
I think the clowns are worse because zombies.
Is that what you get in your opinion?
Dead.
Is it?
You know what? The clowns, I do another haunt down near Joliet called Statesville Haunted Prison.
Yeah.
And absolutely, the clowns down there are just famous. Also, though, they fly. You know, they're on zip lines and they're on bungee harnesses and they have chainsaws. So they really up the game.
We're talking all things haunted houses in the Halloween special here on our show. And we've been chatting with John LaFlamboy, who is the creator of The Fear at the Pier. Ooh, spooky. As well as the Statesville, right?
Haunted Prison, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the spookiest ones in Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
People really get the crap scared out of them.
Won the best haunt award, I think, like 12 times now.
That's
Travel
insane.
Channel came out last year. It's
real nice. Quick, breaking news, the Bears aren't doing good. There you go. All right. Haunted houses, it must take a lot to put these together, right? How, like, by the time you finish 1 year, how soon in advance are you prepping the next year?
With my company, with Zombie Army Productions, we've already started. So by the final weekend of this October, I will already have designs ready for next October. And we'll take like a quick nap in November.
45 minutes.
And I have about 45 minutes, and we get right back to designs. The design process is not all that laborious. We like to play with Legos. I like designing a lot of my stuff with Legos first.
So you do a little like sculpting and molding of what your ideas are?
Yeah, well, mainly all out of Legos. I just like to kind of
walk
through.
So you're being serious right now?
Yeah, no, for real. I play with Legos, man.
Cool.
Yeah,
so do I. I have a 3-year-old. Right down the street. I'm like, kick butt Lego builder. I mean.
Well, it's a great way to kind of walk your designers through what you're thinking of, you know, when it comes to lights and sight lines and all those little Lego men, you know, they totally work for your audience.
Do you paint little zombie faces on them?
No, they already have zombie Legos. It's
Come
awesome.
On.
Yeah.
easy job for you. So you're the guy who paints the overall broad stroke and says, this is kind of what I'm feeling. Then you said you have designers. Are these like set designers, prop designers?
Well, I'm the key designer, and then I bring in my lighting designer, my sound designer, costumes, makeup, and then props people, the props department in. So I'll do the main overall design, and then what we do is we go to the trade shows, conventions.
Wait, there's trade shows for haunted houses.
There it is. Everyone is always shocked.
Come on.
News flash. Haunted houses are now $1 billion industry in this country.
Wow.
There's not just one trade show. There's four trade shows across the country.
Seriously?
Yeah. So I'll go to those. I teach at them. I teach safety at some of these, or I'll teach acting.
So you were like the Brad Pitt of the haunted house world when you walk in there?
Brad Pitt. No, I ain't that damn pretty. No, but you know, what we like to do is we like to bring the fun. Zombie Army is known to bring the fun in the haunted house industry. We've got the Zombie Army bus, which is our moving, roaming party bus.
Right.
And we bring 20 to 30 members to these conventions. We take the classes, we study, we meet with our peers, we see what the latest innovations are. You know, there's brilliant engineers and prop designers and amazing artists out there building the stuff across the country. So we try to work with them and incorporate that into our show.
And I'm sure do you like vie for the Disney Imagineers when they want to leave Disney? Like, does that kind of guy like appeal to your
No, we're more grassroots. We grow from inside.
Yeah.
You know, we work with kids from the age of 14 up, and we've got people right now.
So right now, any young kid listening to the show or mom who wants their son to grow up working and building a haunted house, which I can see them all jumping right now, could actually be a part of your company.
Yeah, Zombie Army Productions is always looking for new talent. And
that's
our
great.
Number one rule is, do you want to do it? Because at the end of the day, working in a haunted house 5-6 hours a night, doing improv theater basically over and over and over and over again, you got to really want to do that.
Yeah, and I got to imagine there's a little bit of sick, twisted joy in scaring the pants off of somebody.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun to that. There's a lot of fun to seeing a bunch of big people come through.
So the repetition becomes a little less painful because you're getting results out of it.
Yeah, and you're always working with a team. You know, you're in a room with a group of other people, and it's a strategy. It's
it's
very much like football, like zone defense. You know, we set up our acting crew, and we direct the show. So there is nowhere for you to move without someone coming at you.
Yeah, we got a couple texts coming in. Here's a pretty basic one. Where is a haunted house?
Where is a haunted house?
Why don't
Boy,
you give
do
them?
I have the answer for you.
Right.
The Fear at Navy Pier's Zombie Containment is on Navy Pier, Chicago. So check that out.
Will that end after Halloween?
Yeah, we go till November 2nd.
Oh, that's cool. Sunday. So you can still enjoy the scare after Halloween's over.
Yeah, and we have the night show, which is, you know, pretty aggressive, nice and scary. But we also have a day show there. We call it the low scare show. We don't guarantee scare. No scare because that's not possible.
Yeah. Why would you pay to go to a haunted house?
But it's lights on. It's more fun. It's you know, it's definitely ideal for families and kids to come down during the day for that. So we got the daytime 12 to 5, the nighttime 7 to 10 or 7 to 11 on weekends, and then Statesville, we're running that next Wednesday through Sunday.
Sweet.
So, we'll be running all the way to November 2nd.
And this literally has become your life, man.
Yeah, this is what I do full time. I teach, I buy, I design, I consult.
How cool. See, when you follow your passion, it's a good lesson in life, folks. Even if it's scaring the pants off of people, you could still find a way to make a living.
You know, if you enjoy what you do and you wake up out of bed in the morning, man,
do you get nightmares? Speaking of bed,
do you ever have nightmares?
Yeah.
I think I'm the scared. No, when it comes to nightmares, I think I'm afraid of rainy nights because that means low ticket sales.
Right, and puppies. You're afraid of cute puppies.
Cute puppies. Yeah. No. And what's fun about this too? What's fun about the whole haunted house world is it lets us do other creative endeavors. You know, so we get to do theater projects. We get to make feature films. You know, we released a feature film last year. Cool. We're releasing a pilot for a kids show upcoming spring coming up.
Do you ever get like the producers from American Horror Story like chiming in or calling you saying, we want you to be on our show because you're so damn scary?
Not yet. But if you're listening, American Horror Story, I am available.
That's funny. Hey, we have another text coming in. Is Statesville open tonight? We want to go tonight.
Heck yeah, Statesville is open tonight. We open at 7 o'clock tonight. We go till ticket booth is open till 10 p.m.
Okay, cool. And I always wanted to ask a producer of haunted houses the question: has anybody really ever like lost their lunch inside the haunted house? I mean, have you ever scared somebody so bad that it was not a great experience for them?
Okay, so pukers, yeah, of course, lots of them.
Lots of them.
People who pee,
peers.
Oh, lots of peers.
Really?
Oh, you know what the worst job at the haunted house is?
Cleaning the pee.
No, you got to clean out the porta johns where they left all their underwear.
Awesome.
Because no one wants to sit in it for an hour
right,
back home.
Because you scare the
Yes, we got the piers, and occasionally we get the number twoers. We get the poopers.
Interesting.
But our favorite is when we get the fainters.
The fainters.
The people who just forget to breathe.
Yeah. Does it happen often?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just go down like a bag of potatoes.
You have a crew that's ready to catch them?
Absolutely. We have EMTs on site. We have people trained inside the haunt to treat these people.
Wait, so do people sign waivers?
No, no one signs a waiver, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I would imagine there'd be no liability concerns for you.
When it comes down to it, we didn't do that. It's not like we, put a bag over their head and made them faint. People faint, we just take
they
care
understand
of them
what
get
you're
them
getting
out.
Into. Yeah.
The amount of injuries that happen in our haunted houses are almost, non-existent. You know, we've been doing this for 15 years. We run an incredibly safe operation. There's a lot out there. There's a lot of haunted houses out there. But I always encourage people to make sure those haunted houses are state inspected. You know, make sure your local fire department went to them. It's something we pride ourselves. Although it looks like it's pure chaos and the whole world is out of control and we're coming at every one of your senses like fear out of a Gatling gun. At the end of the day, it is incredibly organized chaos.
Oh, sure. I mean, it sounds like it. I've been close to them. I've driven people to them. Mm-hmm. I'm not one that will go in them.
Yeah.
Just purely because, I don't know.
Even all of our live animals have a state inspector.
There's a live animal
there? Yeah, we got snakes galore. Lots of snakes,
awesome.
Live snakes in the haunt, live rats, cockroaches.
Are you hearing this, folks? I mean, do you want to go get your pants scared off or faint or puke? I mean, this is the place you want to go on a Sunday night.
But most of our customers go there. They have a great time. They laugh. They scream. They run out fleeing the chainsaw.
Well, and the best part is you love what you do, and it sounds like you're passionate about it. That's fantastic, and we wish you well. Thanks for coming on the show. This has been really enlightening to learn about what makes it tick behind some of the biggest haunted houses in Illinois.
Yeah, we all have a lot of fun doing what we do, and that's pretty much the heart of it.
And where can people find you online?
ZombieArmyProductions.com. That's our main company there. But you could check out Statesville Haunted Prison at StatesvilleHauntedPrison.com and TheFearHauntedHouse.com.
All right, folks, there you have it. Go get your scare on right there. Appreciate it, John.
Have a great Halloween, everyone.
Yes, you know what that sound is. It's time for our own little spiritual advisor to the stars, our astrologer, who, by the way, was part of our original crew at the morning time slot we had from 6 to 7 before Lou Manfredini. Now we're here from 1 to 3 every Sunday, making your Sundays fun days. And hey, folks out there, good to see you. You Packer fans, though, yeah. All right, moving along, folks, moving along. Yeah, Packers, boo, yeah, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I hate to give this update, Bears are still losing. Anyways, we have some positive stuff going on here in the studio. Ann, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Ann Nordhaus Bike has, like I said, been a part of the show for quite a while. And always just such a big hit when you come on. We appreciate that. And the phone lines are already jammed up, folks, just so you know. But we're going to try to kind of rip through these pretty quick and answer everybody's astrological problems. You can still text in your sign and your issue. This is how it's going to work, folks. So when I pick up the phone line, Ann and I will both be here for you, and we're going to ask you for your sign and kind of what's going on in your world real quick, all right? And then we're going to try to address those problems. Ann, why don't you give a quick little background for those who are new to the show and you?
Oh, cool. Yes, well, I've been involved in astrology all my life. I'm one of those people who was raised with it. My father taught us all astrology when we were little people, and I come from a really big family. So all of us had different signs, and so we were six of them in our household. So
six.
It was this great learning experience. So when I went in the work world, I learned astrology could really be helpful because I saw so much stuff that could be made better or prevented out in the work world and just in life. And so in about 15 years ago, I decided to go professional with astrology just to bring it way more out to more people to really show, wow, there's some really simple stuff that if you just know, you can avoid so many problems in life.
Oh, yeah. And you have a really informative website. What is that website?
It's www.anb for Ann Nordhaus Bike, anbcommunications.com. And it's a big site. There's a lot on it. You can get your chart for free. You can get the latest planets, locations, all kinds of
your
stuff.
Your book's available there as well.
Yep. I have a book. It's called Follow the Sun, A Simple Way to Use Astrology for Living in Harmony. And it is truly simple. It's made so that you really read one chapter a month. You're good to go literally for your whole life.
That's awesome. And folks, you could watch the show. We're getting texts. People are watching. You can go to live stream. Actually, on our WGN radio page, there's a new button there. It says says watch the show, so you could listen and watch. Click it. It's the live stream feed, and you could watch us and wave to everybody, Ann, because this is like this is the new radio where you could see and hear at the same time.
It's fabulous. And we're in color.
Yeah,
totally. I have red hair.
Yeah, you're bright in more ways than one. All right, let's get right to our calls, and we're going to be helping people figure out their lives mostly around the home and what's going on in your workplace and stuff. Let's start with Judy. Hey, Judy, thanks for calling.
Hi. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a Scorpio, and I've got a perfect storm of a bunch of things going on in my life, concerned about where we're going to be living shortly, husband getting a job, I need a better job.
All right.
Like that.
Well, you called the right show today, let me tell you.
As soon as I heard you were going to be on, I wanted to call.
Thank you, Judy. Appreciate it. All right, Ann, so what do you got for Judy?
Well, first, Judy, big hug. Scorpios have taken on the chin for a couple years now. And if you're pretty tired of it, well, hallelujah, it's going to end. You've had Saturn in your sign for about 2.5 years. And so if you've had things just like falling apart and finances maybe being tough or just one darn problem after another where you're being forced to step up to the plate, take responsibility, be the grown-up, and you're just darn tired of it, that will end right around the winter solstice, around December 21st this year.
So a couple more months of rough road, you say? Or
So basically right before the holidays is the time. So what she should do now, or what she ought to think about, is this idea of what have you learned? How have you grown? How have you become more mature and responsible? The thing with Saturn is it delays the rewards, but they will come. If you did the hard work the last couple of years, did you do your homework?
Oh, good heavens, yes.
Yeah, you're tired, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, have you been getting more rest?
I've been trying. It hasn't been easy, but I've been trying.
That's probably the most important thing. I've heard so many Scorpios have stories of, you know, just horrific health things for them or for family members, people dying, all kinds of tough stuff. Take super good care of yourself. Venus is dancing through your sign right now, and that's like a little thing that reminds you, remember pleasure? Remember fun?
What's that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I seem to have lost that.
Yeah.
Where did that go?
Yeah, and the sun is in your sign right now all month. It just started. And that's good until a little bit before Thanksgiving, lighting it up for you. So your birthday's coming, too.
Yes.
So, like, when is it? Is it October or is it November? Are you soon?
November 17.
Nice. Maybe you can start working up towards that, closing out old chapters. Clear out any clutter and junk and debris that you're ready to get rid of with all the stuff you've learned. And then make your birthday special this year because you're going to start a new cycle.
Yeah. Put all those things that have been bugging you in a little chest and burn it. That's what I say.
That sounds good.
All right, Judy, thanks for calling the show. Hope that helped.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, let's move on to our next caller. We have Steve. What's your sign and what's going on in your life?
I'm a Gemini, and unusual situation. My daughter and my late father were both born on my birthday, so I think that's a little bit unusual. Maybe that carries something in and of itself. I'm a very similar situation to my last caller. Due to a lot of economic hardship and unemployment, put my family through some pretty tough times. The good news is, I just landed into what I think is a really great job. I'm just wondering how else the future looks, both short-term and long-term, for myself and my family.
Yeah, so you're a Gemini, and do you know about Mercury, that's your planet, Steve?
I don't know if I knew that.
That's okay. You don't have to. That's why you call us.
That's right.
Every sign has a planet associated with it, and for Geminis, all the Geminis on Earth, it's Mercury. And so the reason I mention this is Mercury moves really quickly, and so it's really important for all Geminis to take care of their nervous system. But there's this other wrinkle. Mercury does this thing called going retrograde 3 times a year. We've talked about this on the show before. When Mercury goes retrograde, it's like stuff goes haywire, and it just finished a retrograde that just ended this past week. And so it goes for 3 weeks at a time when it does this 3 times a year. So what I would say to you is the life of a Gemini is one that's kind of stressful because it's like part of you is always in fast motion and very stressful. And then when you get this retrograde thing, it's like you can't get stuff to gum together. I would recommend really strongly pay attention to Mercury retrograde all the time for yourself. The next one's coming up at the end of January. And when you do that, Mercury retrograde's telling you to slow down, rethink stuff, make sure you're on an even keel so that you can move forward. So what I would say for you is that's just part of the pattern of your life. But in general, I would say things are probably looking up a little bit better for you than they have been. I hope they have been.
Well, I would concur with that based on my recent reemployment. So I think that's the first
step. That is such fabulous news.
Well, that's good to hear, Steve. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely things are looking up for your sign.
Yeah, and Steve, just know, I mean, what Ann's saying is not like this mystical mumbo jumbo. This is based on an astrological science. That dates really back to how long, Anne?
It's thousands of years. The observations that the ancient sages and astronomers made of what happened typically on the Earth plane when you had planets in certain positions.
Yeah, so heed the advice. I think good things are happening for you, Steve.
And if you want to know when Mercury's going to be retrograde, Steve, you can find that on my website. It's under the FAQ, the Frequently Asked Questions page. If you just go there, you'll see a section about astrology. And the very last question is, when is Mercury retrograde? That's your really important data to have.
That's what I'll do, so I'll be in better step and following my cycles instead of fighting against them.
That's exactly right, Steve. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we got to take a quick break, and the phone lines are still jammed. We have maybe one opening if you want to try to get in, 981-7200. You could text us in your sign, and we'll try to get a quick reading if we can. There's so many people wanting to talk to Ann and myself. We appreciate it, but we have to take a quick break, and we'll be a lot more with Ann right after this.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging out with us today. Our new showtime, 1 to 3, every Sunday. You've been listening to the Frank Fontana Show. It's our Halloween special, and we're clearing the holiday spirits with our very own astrologer, Ann Nordhaus Bike, in studio.
Hello.
And we're getting texts. People want to know your website. What is that real quick again?
Sure. www.anbcommunications.com. That's A-N-B for Ann Nordhaus Bike.
All right, cool. And then real quick, we have 2.5 Bears coming up next at 3 o'clock after the news. And you mentioned, Ann, you have Dan Hampton's horoscope ready? Because he's been an angry guy lately.
Oh,
and we want to kind of help him out here. What's going on?
Well, he was born, I think it's September 19th, but it's clearly within the realm of Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's tough because that Mercury retrograde we're just talking about with Steve, that affects all the Virgos, and it's harder on them even than the Geminis because Virgos are trying so hard to be perfect.
Jeez. All right, Dan, I hope you're listening to that.
Yeah.
Dan. All right, let's get on the phone lines with Carol. Carol, thanks for calling the show. What sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
All right, what's going on in your life?
Well, first of all, I like to know my planet. I didn't know I had one either. And then I just want to know financially, is my life going to get more stable?
Yeah. Part of what's going on with Pisces is you're having your planet, which is Neptune, going through your sign for a really long time. It's going to be there until 2025.
Is it good or bad?
Well, it depends, fish, on what you decide to do with it. You know your symbol is the fish?
Yes.
Yeah, and you may have heard this. With Pisces, a big part of what you have to do is take the high road. The fish is actually two fish linked together.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
if you float downstream and let life kind of like kick you around and just decide what's happening, that's not a good thing. And what you really want to do is get into the spiritual side of things. Help your let your inner self and your intuition guide you. When Pisces connects to their intuition, they are unstoppable. They're really powerful.
Mm.
Yeah, that's whole
two
thing
fish
of
are better than one.
The lower fish reminds you of what to avoid.
Yeah,
oh.
Interesting stuff, Carol.
Listen,
you could follow up more with Ann. Just shoot her an email, and we can get going here. We have a bunch of calls. Carol, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Pisces.
All right, let's get on the horn with Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, thanks for holding. We appreciate it. What's your sign, and what's going on in your life right now?
I'm Taurus, and I want to know what direction my life is going.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your life right now.
Okay, I'm retired. I was laid off from my job just before retirement age. And so financial, and if I'm going to move.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on with Taurus right now. Yeah. And we just had a solar eclipse the other day, and it was in Scorpio. So it was sitting opposite you. So that suggests in some ways that something might be changing with relationships in your life, particularly partnerships. And that could be work partnerships. And it sounds like with this layoff recently and this retirement, a big change there going on.
Yes.
But I would also say that since you're a Taurus, one of the things you actually might be wanting to look at a little bit more than the retirement and the work side of things is the home side, because Jupiter's in Leo right now. And I don't know what's going on with you at home right now. You talked about maybe moving.
Yes.
Yeah, Jupiter is sitting down there really saying that you've got, one way to say it is good luck, but you have like powerful energy sitting there in the home sector. And it'd be really important for you to pay attention to this and really think about what do you want your home base to be. Not just physically, but spiritually, as we talk about this on the show all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it, Carolyn.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For calling, and thanks for listening to the show. Let's hop on with Ed, who's been holding. Hey, Ed, thanks for calling. What's your sign, and what's going on in your life?
I'm a Virgo, and I'm going to be getting married in December.
God bless you, and I'm sorry at the same time.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I joke. I think it's a wonderful thing.
I've known her for 39 years, so I figure it's time to get married.
Wow, yeah, you held out for quite a while there. So what's this special lady? How did she hook you?
I knew her years ago when she was a young girl and I was a young man, but we finally hooked up again. We get involved with each other. Now we're going to get married.
Well, they say that the best person to marry is your best friend, right? That's awesome.
That's true. She was. Yeah.
Well, and so what do you got for a Virgo name, Ed?
Well, Ed, that's so interesting that you said that you're marrying someone after knowing him 39 years. So we're presuming that you're a little sure about this, which is good, and you know this person well, which is lovely. Very interesting. Virgos are very independent, and a lot of them marry late.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So are you comfortable with sharing your age?
I think he said 30.
51.
51? 51, okay.
That is
61.
6-1. Yeah. How wonderful. So you're starting this new life at this stage when a lot of other people are really like starting to wind down. That's very lovely. So one very nice thing about this is the idea of going into your later years with this companionship.
What's her sign, just out of curiosity?
Oh.
Well, just give us her month when she was born.
She was born May 1st.
May 1st, and she's a Taurus. That's okay. Really, really lovely because you're both Earth signs, both practical.
But isn't a Taurus a little bit thick-headed?
It is a fixed sign. It can be stubborn.
Because I'm an Aries, and I'm real thick-headed.
That's her.
Yeah. That's her? Is that what you said, Ed?
Oh, my
Ed, you're not
God.
Married yet. You can't say these things until she might be listening.
She's in the Virgin Islands.
All right. So go ahead and rip her apart.
Taurus, though, can make a really comfortable home. They like texture. Okay. They like lots of hugs, really comfy chairs, and they like the food to be good. So you'll have a nice comfort.
So we picked the winner then.
Uh-huh.
Great job, Ed.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it, Ed.
I wish you the best.
Yeah, good luck with that.
News.
And I kid. I think it's the most amazing thing, man. Enjoy newlywed bliss, as they say.
You're just being an Aries, Frank.
I am being an Aries. I can't help it. All right, let's move on to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, what's your sign and what's going on in your life?
Hi, I'm a Libra, and I would like to know if there's any... I'm going through a divorce after a long marriage. So what's coming up for me in that area?
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a trying time for all the cardinal signs for a couple of years, you know, and Frank is one of them. This is Aries, Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer.
Yeah.
And, Kathy, you probably already know this about your sign, that Libras can tend to be people pleasers. They think of everyone else, and they want to be so scrupulously fair that they're fair to everyone except themselves.
Yes.
Does that sound like you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
And so I don't know on what basis your marriage was built, but I would suspect in the last couple of years that since it's come out in this kind of result, that you've probably had to face some things you really didn't want to, but were forced to. And the power in that is knowing, well, moving forward, what would I like? And so I don't know if you're over 40, but if you are, this is the time to learn how to please yourself, Libra.
Yes, I am over 40. Okay.
Yeah. And so it's it's time to cut to the chase.
Meaning?
Take care of yourself.
And be the mature you. Ask for what you want. Be very straight up about what you need, not just what the other person needs.
Okay.
And sometimes you got to put yourself first, particularly if the number of your age starts with 4 or a higher number, because the body starts to not deteriorate, but it needs more scheduled maintenance. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to schedule that time for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think good things ahead now that your eyes are open, but that's a hard thing to go through.
Yes, it is.
Did you have your birthday yet?
I just had one a month ago.
Yeah. What day was it?
September 27th.
So you've had already. This is a really powerful time for the next few weeks. You're starting a brand new year of you.
Take a deep breath, Kathy.
Yep.
And just embrace the journey, as they say.
And start the visualization. What would you like to see now that you're going to be moving into a new time?
That's right. It's really important you do that. Kathy, good luck with everything. And you know, you got a new lease on life. Look at it that way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hugs to you.
All right. Unfortunately, folks, we are running out of time. We so thank you for all the calls. The lines are still lit up. I wish we had another hour, but the 2.5 Bears are coming up to talk about the fantastic job our Bears are doing. But Ann, why don't you give the website one more time, because we do want to make sure everyone's fair and, you know, gets at least chat with you over email.
Sure. www.anbcommunications.com. That's ANB for Ann Nordhaus Bike. And we do a newsletter. So that's actually a great thing. If you didn't get a chance to get on today, sign up for our newsletter. You can find it on the website. Every page has it up at the top left corner.
And Facebook as well, and Twitter and all
Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Pinterest.
There you go. And if you can't find Ann, you can always visit me at frankfontana.net. Shoot me an email, and I can connect you with Ann.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll just throw that in there, too. All right, we got to